Chapter 8. The Wave, a Cosmic Tool of Purification. For the current occasion, we have compiled in the following from our archives some information about the cosmic phenomenon of the wave, and added current remarks. This event will mark a dramatic turning point which, according to credible indications, could be imminent soon. Do you still remember the whole information about the wave? Eve, April 4, 2014. The wave is a particle cloud coming directly from the center of the great universe, from no other place than the Paradise Island, where the Divine Trinity has its seat, so, you could say, directly from the Eternal Father himself. It is said that this wave will transform everything, and only what is aligned with the divine will survive. During the past years, we have had again and again harbingers of this great cosmic tsunami, which is in the process of rolling in, and which is able to penetrate this planet to the very core. An approaching wave of the scale of a cosmic tsunami has, of course, the ability to trigger gigantic Earth changes and finally manifest the urgently needed systemic change on Earth. Divine alignment is gaining support. What exactly is the wave? The wave is also known as the event. Eve, May 2018. Some believe the event is the first contact with extraterrestrials, or a global event of the forces of light taking over. In a way it is, but it is a natural spectacle, not an orchestrated scenario with individuals, landing spaceships or the like. However, the effects of the wave will be massive, in the sense of cleaning up, which will facilitate all subsequent steps in our evolution. The wave consists of energy, which will come in here into our solar system and will penetrate everything, all matter. Not only on this planet, but on all the planets of our solar system. This energy comes directly from the source and is cyclic. It is an instrument that passes every 26,000 years, always after the expiration of a cycle. Since our records do not go back so far, or the records which do are kept under secrecy, we have no basis or comparison data in this respect. The wave is referred to as a tool of purification. The energy is extremely high vibrational, which is why with the high number of biological robotids on our planet, a large number of bodies will not survive this event. Basically, the higher the human being is in its natural vibration, the greater are its chances to survive the energy invasion unscathed and reasonably comfortable. A lot of breakdowns will occur just because of the fear of the beings who are not prepared for such an event. They will not be able to withstand it, possibly not because of the impact of the wave itself, but because of their extreme fear. Messages about the wave from QHHT meetings. During the last year, QHHT therapist Allison Coe from Oregon, USA, has also been told by the higher selves of various clients about the wave that is supposed to be imminent. Some of the clients were led by their higher selves into a preview of the wave and reported that the wave was colorful. Some saw it reddish, others in all the colors of the rainbow. In America, it was said to be late afternoon when it arrived. Nearly all said they felt the need to lay down to better process the energy. Fairly unanimously, 2018 was mentioned as the period of arrival, with the addition of in the warm season. Of course, this depends on where someone lives, but since the clients probably all live in the Northern Hemisphere, we can assume that mid-year 2018 plus minus is meant. As a direct precursor to the wave, a smaller wave is supposed to come, and that is like an electromagnetic pulse. Apparently, they know about it in the USA, too, because they're the so-called Operation Dark Sky is running in the state of Wisconsin right now, where an EMP impact is simulated and trained. The interesting thing about this is that for us in Germany, no access to American pages with details about this is allowed on the internet. You have to pretend to come from another country, e.g. Finland, to get the information. In public, there is talk about an EMP weapon in this context, and it cannot be excluded that certain forces will try to sell us the wave as an attack of power. Anyway, if the wave arrives, massive panic outbreaks are to be feared. If you want to be on the safe side, stay at home and barricade yourself. Effects or symptoms of the wave can possibly be similar to radiation sickness. A meditative state without fear and panic is certainly helpful during the event. Note, the higher selves agree that this time now is so special, which is why there has been a mass rush in incarnation opportunities just to somehow be there, physically. For this reason, also incarnation possibilities were exhausted and accepted, which actually represent an imposition for a child. From the higher point of view, it was obviously worth it. One estimates that the wave will come in over several days. The energy will not evaporate then, but will remain and transform everything. According to the latest information, many people who are not ready yet will be brought up before the wave arrives, i.e. they will be taken to spaceships so that they can adapt more comfortably to the vibration there, on the condition that they somehow belong to the light crew or have the potential to do so. But there will be fewer than originally planned or assumed. Then, After the adjustment is complete, these people will be brought back. People of light who are holding out down here while the wave comes in have roughly two different purposes. One will get comfortable again relatively quickly and then assist those for whom things are going less well, but well enough that they could stay down. The others have the job of becoming anchor points for the wave and simply don't need to do anything other than stay where they are while connecting as harmoniously and well as they can with the energy of the wave and the Creator. People of darkness who are down here when the wave comes in may run amok and possibly take up arms. You should stay away from them at all costs. They tend not to be upgradable because of their low vibrational structure, and the problem will be solved biologically. By the way, I personally had a trip to a show of the wave many years ago when it was first mentioned at Abundant Hope, probably also by my higher self. It felt very euphoric to me, and the sky was quite reddish. One of our team members had the idea to undergo a QHHT session himself as well, and to ask his higher self about the subject. His higher self also confirmed everything that is known about it so far. It is probably also the case that the wave passes through different relay stations and is adapted to the circumstances. And how could it be different? There were actually again undertakings of the dark side to keep away this wave and to manipulate the relay stations. Wave riding. Surfboards for riding the wave are available until the last second in CM's store. March 11th, 2011 ASU and CM 3 EVE. Hey you, CM here. I hear you're talking about surfing? Oh CM, you've scented it, again grins. I appreciate you guys discussing the ride. This wave ride is my wave ride too, as I surf my creation by wave. Look Eve, when you're on the beach and the wave crashes over you, you're not seriously going to expect to come out of the water dry. You're going to be dripping wet, your surfboard included. With this wave we are talking about, you will all be soaked with divine essence. Furthermore, you will be permeated through and through with it. It will remineralize the leaks of your divinity except for those who will be a complete leak themselves and collapse. All in all, I appreciate an optimistic mood while awaiting the arrival of the wave that will certainly serve you better than hiding from it in fear. Besides, there is no place on this planet where you can hide from it. The wave will not only work on the surface. Just as X-rays provide images of your bones and penetrate your body, this wave will penetrate everything and go through and through the planet. The nations of Inner Earth will be included in this event. They will welcome it as a sacred act and celebrate it, and because of the higher spiritual education they will feel the wave not so much as a havoc, but rather as a vibrating wellness massage. The wave is my voice calling you, so all of you be aware of it, be on the lookout, as you did with the cyclone that was heading for Australia. My monitor clearly shows it approaching, so time to put on your swimwear and get your surfboards ready. Where you stand will determine how you experience the wave. If you have learned to swim and are courageous enough to put some distance between you and the shore, you may find it easier to meet the wave as long as it has not yet broken. The point at which the wave breaks is one that creates the most debris. Remain respectful, do not underestimate its power. Ask for guidance when it is there. This event is the greatest initiation of your life. In all of your trusting maneuvers, I will carry you. I carry you now and I have always carried you and I will always carry you. The water may seem big to you, but I will lead you, so that you will be home again. Surfboards are available in my store until the last second and you don't have to pay for them, you get them by your will and your trust to try for your way home. Happy surfing, and also reemergence from the wave in transformed state. I am CM, your chief wave manager. Because of all the horrible things in Japan, I'm just posting this now. Eve.